Good morning, my friend. I hope you are having a fantastic day so far. I want to talk to you about Strong, Calm, Clear. Strong, Calm, Clear, three little words that have informed my teaching for the last few years. I want to tell you where they originated from and what they mean for me and how you too can carry them in your pocket every day and maybe inform how you move through the world. A few years ago, we did a survey at Verge Yoga. Verge Yoga was the business I founded 16 years ago, just sold it in December. And we did a survey of hundreds and hundreds of students. We wanted to know, how do you feel when you leave class? What are some of the adjectives or the top thing that you feel when you leave our yoga classes and our yoga studio? And we had about 15 top adjectives that came across after the survey. It was fantastic. The top three were strong, calm, clear. After practicing yoga at Verge, people felt strong, calm, clear. And I have been sitting with those words for ever since, because to me, they really describe our sense of feeling mentally well or mentally fit. And as a mental strength coach, this is what I train. I train people to build mental fitness. So I want to break them down for you, both in body, but also in mind, mind and body. What does strong mean? Well, obviously, it is feeling strong, strength, having physical strength, but also having mental strength. And in my experience, what mental strength is the capacity to know where you are. The capacity to be able to pinpoint where you are mentally. So often we get so caught in our busy mind. We get caught in the cacophony of thinking, tasks, doing information, that we can't even find ourselves in space. So being mentally strong is to be able to ground yourself in the moment. Here I am. And so to start to develop that, I ask the question, where am I right now? Where am I? And here's the thing. You don't have to find yourself. Asking yourself the question, where am I, brings you back into the present moment. It's mindfulness practice, and you can do it all day long. You can do it in the middle of a meeting. Where am I? Where am I? This is how we build mental strength, the capacity to pay attention on purpose, moment to moment, which is the definition of being mindful. Mental strength. All right. So when we feel strong, we feel mentally present. We feel physically capable, strong, grounded. And emotionally strong as well, being able to not get pulled away by the emotional roller coasters of life. Okay, clear. No, calm. I'm going to calm first. Strong, calm. Calm. Now, many of us think of, you know, the yogi, you know, with their, in the mudra, with the yogi mudra, the forefinger and thumb together in lotus position, right? But calm is such an elegant word. Feeling calm is that sense of being fluid, of being in flow, of being flexible enough to be able to adapt to life as life comes at you. As Jon Kabat-Zinn says, he is the founder of modern day meditation or mindfulness. He said, you can't stop the waves, but you can learn to surf. And in order to surf, you need to be calm. Your body and mind need to be flexible, adaptable, and agile. And that's what feeling calm is. It's not being chill. It is being that steady ebb and flow of life, being in that water-like feeling of how life emerges and moves through us. Strong, calm, clear. Clear is the sparkling, bright light high definition way of living in life. It's seeing things as they are. It's being able to discern what needs to be done in any moment. It's sensing into your body and listening to the language of your body emerging. Your body speaks to you constantly through language of sensation. And when we are clear, we hear that, we feel it, we sense into it. We sense the impulse, the intuition of what to do next. So crystal clarity, mental clarity, and physical clarity, or sensory clarity. Okay, there's a lot there. I'd like you to just hold these words with you today, strong, calm, clear. And then just ask yourself throughout the day, where am I? Where am I? Where am I? This is how we begin, my friend. This is how we begin to build that mental fitness, that emotional stability, and the physical vitality that encompasses, including the gut health. We need that gut health in there, which I'll get to, but we need that gut health as well to fill out the entire holistic well-being that we all so desire. That's all. Over time. Hey, check out the details because I'm always stuffing links in there. And yes, reach out to me, reach out to me, reach out to me. I love engaging with you. Be well.